Please settle into your posture, feeling a sense of ease. Presence. Feeling the breath in the body. Feeling the body supported by the earth. We're going to reflect together on this body, a composite of the four elements, a flow of these four elements. Earth element. So considering the qualities of the earth element, form, resistance, rigidity, stiffness, and so feeling that in the body, bringing attention to how we experience the form, the earth element, the resistance, the rigidity in the body. Most especially, it can be experienced in the skeleton, the bones of the body, which actually give the body form. And so bringing our attention to the bowl shape of the skull and sensing it, sensing the hardness of the skull, feeling the teeth and the jaw, feeling the uprightness of the neck being held up by vertebrae, the shape of the shoulders supported by bones, the ribs, cage of the ribs, bringing attention to the spine and feeling the curvature of the spine. And the bones of the pelvic area and the sit bones in contact with the chair or bench or cushion. And the bones in the legs and arms. And the whole form of the body, the extent to which the body has a shape, a form. Your hands perhaps resting on your thighs. You can feel that resistance between the two parts of the body. That's a direct experience of the earth element. And then looking externally, bringing to mind the earth element around us, the earth on which we rest, and all of the forms around us, the trees, the other life forms, other people, and squirrels and dogs and deer and all the animals we might see around here. And buildings, of course, made from wood and stone and other synthetic materials derived from resources of the earth. So all of the objects that we can touch, we see And we especially experience the earth element through touch. And bringing to mind also the fruits of the earth that nourish us, the minerals, the actual produce of the earth, and the animals of the earth and the waters that we eat, if we do. And bringing to mind how the bones of our bodies are so similar in their composition to the seashells that we find on the beach. And the minerals that we find in the earth. Minerals which have very largely come from outside the earth, from the birth of second generation stars landing on the earth and becoming part of the crust of the earth and being ingested into our bodies. Our bodies being formed of these elements, this earth element. So internally, externally, and how when this body expires, when we die, goes back to the earth. So recognizing that this body is a process. This body is continually renewing itself. And the elements of the body are being replaced. And bringing to mind the water element. Feeling the wateriness of the mouth, the wateriness of the eyes, sensing the water in the blood and in the bladder, the water that makes up urine and the lymph of the body. Not so much that we can directly sense that, but just to know that the water element is in the body and is continuously being replaced. Water internally, water externally. The water is continuously recycling. From the lakes and the oceans to the clouds and the rain, the water in the streams and creeks, continuously recycling. Water that has been here for billions of years on Earth. Water that has been drunk again and again and again and then returned back into the Earth. Water vapor that we're breathing in and out. So all of the elements are so intertwined with one another. In the body, within this body, and around, outside the body, inside and outside. Just breaks down, doesn't really hold, because what's within leaves and what's outside enters. the body. Continuous flow. And the fire element. So feeling the heat, bringing your attention into the core of the body. And perhaps you might be able to sense the warmth in the core of the body and notice how the surface of the body is cooler. Notice how when you breathe in, the air is cool, and when you breathe out, the air has been warmed from inside the body. All of the warmth of the body comes from the sun, either directly or through the food that we eat, transformed, transmuted by plants into sugars and then by our bodies back into energy, heat. And air, just feeling the breath, the expansion and deflation of the chest region, the abdomen as you breathe in and out. Aware of the subtle movements of the body, and also knowing that the body is vibrating on a very minute level. All of the cells and the atoms and molecules are all vibrating. And that vibration is within the air classification of the four elements. Just considering the continuous movement of the body, the continuous breathing of the body, breathing in, breathing out, the exchange of air, the oxygen leaving the body and being absorbed by plant life, and the CO2 that we're breathing out. Oxygen breathing in from the plants. Plants expelling oxygen. Sentient beings expelling CO2 in that exchange. And of course, we're all breathing the air together. We're all sharing this space of air, breathing each other's air. So this flow of which we're all part of, this way that we flow into one another and that we flow together with all of life. And bringing to mind how precarious our life is, how dependent we are. Our existence is contingent. If we don't have food, if we don't have water, if we don't have heat, if we don't have sufficient air to breathe, we suffer and we die. And even right now, there are people who are suffering in this way, who don't have food, who don't have clean water or any water, who don't have warmth, or perhaps in the wildfires that are happening in different parts of the world, especially in California, too much heat, too much fire, destructive. And people who don't have clean air to breathe, who live in pollution and smog. And not only people, of course, other life forms. Creatures whose habitats are being destroyed, who have adapted to live in certain environments with certain kinds of nutrition, and now they can't adapt fast enough to the destruction of those habitats. And their lives are threatened, and their species are threatened. And allowing the heart to just to connect with compassion for all of these life forms, human and non-human, whose lives are so precarious. Allowing ourselves to really take in our own vulnerability. The delicate balance on which our existence depends. And allowing this contemplation to cut through, to challenge, or to be an antidote to our misperception that we are a self that is separate, that is independent, and that is in control. Allowing that to touch our hearts. And this teaching on no self, of course, is not a denial that we exist, nor is it a denial that we have a sense of continuity, a subjective sense of continuity, because of our memory. We remember doing things, we remember people, we remember our experiences, and we learn and we change through what we experience and what we learn. So it's not to deny that we are a distinct process. It's just to recognize that we are not a separate being. In Tibet, there's an expression that we are streams of being, streams of being. Take a few minutes now in silence to intentionally connect your attention to these elements within the body. The earth element, the water element, the fire element, and air element. In your own exploration, discover how you experience them in the body. And in your own contemplation, your own reflection, reflect on how they cycle through you and through all life. Realize that none of these elements is me or mine. The body is nature. When we look at nature, when we look around us, at trees, at rivers, at the sky, it's like looking in a mirror. This body is borrowed. It will return to nature. The sense of being distinct from, outside nature, imposing a sense of ownership and believing that we have control, creates suffering. Of course, we have some control. We can choose what we eat. We can take medicines. We can choose how we interact with our environment. But ultimately, we don't control the elements. So we'll spend the next few minutes in silence, and you can continue the contemplation, or you can be mindful of breathing, which is very much in line with the contemplation we've been doing, feeling the whole body, the breath in the space, the spaciousness of this body. This body not defined in any ultimate way by the boundary of our skin. Breathing into the spaciousness, the vastness of the body.